For the darkness of the tomb, a light began to shine. In the darkness of their sorrow, joy awoke in the disciples' hearts. And into the darkness of our lives come the hope, the power, and the glory of the risen Christ. Who are we, Lord, that you stood in our place, that you let your heart and your body be broken for us, that your blood spilled on our behalf? Our hearts cry out with thankfulness, and we raise our voices in a grateful hallelujah.
Thank you.
Red is the color of sin and shame, a stain on the hearts of everyone. But red is also the color of power and of sacrifice. It is color of the blood that cleanses and heals. And red is the color of love. This is the day the Lord has made, a day when joy awakens and our hearts cry out in gratitude, a day we celebrate the crimson love of our Savior, and this is the day we have come to tell everyone that He is alive.
Maybe you'd ask the question, is the resurrection important? The entire faith hinges our entire purpose for meeting today hinges on the resurrection of Christ. Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, beginning in verse 12, he said this: "Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, your faith also in vain. Moreover, we are even found to be false witnesses of God, because we testified against God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins." The resurrection is that important. We don't have a reason to have a church. We don't have a reason to meet if Christ did not rise from the dead. But he did rise from the dead. And that is what our choir reminded us of today and celebrated today. He is alive. But I have this one word of caution. If he is not alive in you, you are dead in your trespasses and sins. Not my opinion, that's what the Word of God says. If you've not asked his forgiveness, if you've not invited Christ into your life, turning from your sin and turning to him, you will not spend your eternity in heaven. But it doesn't have to end that way for you. All of that can change right now. It's not a certain sequence of words. It's an attitude of your heart. It is you being willing to say, God, I'm a sinner. And I know you can save me from my sin. I ask you to forgive me. And I'm placing my faith in you. It doesn't have to be those words, but it does need to be that message. That reality, acknowledging that you're a sinner. And that he and he alone can save you from your sin. If you have not settled that issue, settle it today. Settle it right now. Place your faith in Christ.